disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, fools rush in where angels dare to tread. I don't know who said that. Was that Shakespeare? Some poet said that. The fears rush in where angels fear to tread. We're going to rush in today. I don't think we're a fool. I've been sitting on this for quite a while. I think it's time maybe we bring it to the table. Appreciate all of you joining. This is Coach Dave coming to you from an underground bunker deep in the cornfields outside of Columbus, Ohio. Appreciate all of you being here with us. We got a little bit of room in the queue today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Got room for a couple more of you that might want to jump in there. This is going to be an informative show, and it's going to be a show that's probably going to, it's probably going to surprise you with a lot of stuff that's going on. Quick news, Judge Roy Moore had his hearing yesterday down in Alabama. And, of course, they'll wait 10 days to give their opinion. I hate to tell you what I think. I think the fix is in. I think the fix has been in all along. And, I wasn't able to get down there. You guys know me. That's what I do. But I just wasn't. It didn't work out on my schedule to be able to get down there. But I got some reports. And, one of the things that they said again, and let me be the last one to criticize Judge Moore. We need Judge Moore. You know, he's head in the polls in the governor race anyway. So the people like him. It's the politicians and all those other folks that don't. So I'd like to see him be governor rather than chief justice anyway. But here's something that Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel, is that who he's with? Whatever it is. He's Judge Moore's legal representative, and he's done it to us twice now. And yesterday, I know that in the hearing that they had yesterday, Judge Moore, his position was not that the Obergefell decision is judicial tyranny. Kim Davis said the same thing. Matt Staver, by the way, was Kim Davis's attorney as well. And Matt Staver has come up with this idea that Matt Staver believes that the courts do, in fact, make law. He does believe that. Judge Moore's position, which was not his position, although it is probably his own personal position, his position in the trial yesterday was not that it's judicial tyranny and they've overstepped their bounds. That was not the position that Matt Staver took. Matt Staver took a position that Judge Moore just followed the law. Now, Larry, that's my cell number. I don't want him calling me Larry on that one. I'll give it to you again. Folks, let's start our call-in line, 740-323-0871. I'm sorry, Larry. 740-323-0871. You call in, we'll put you on the air. So Judge Moore didn't – what we need – I guess here's what I love Judge Moore. I'm not criticizing him in any way, shape, or form. We need a governor, a chief justice, a sheriff. We need somebody – who goes before these commissions to stand up and say, listen, this is not law. It's not law. It violates the Constitution of our state, and it violates the laws of Almighty God. Until we fight on that position, we're not going to win. We're not going to win. And so, for whatever reason, that was a position Matt Staver took. 323, Larry. There you go, buddy. 0871. 087. There's a call-in number. If you want to jump in here, if you're driving down the road and you're listening on the phone and you want to give your 2 cents worth, there's a number you call, 740-323-0871. I got to remember to keep bringing my phone down in there. So 10 days, we'll know what's going on with Judge Moore. 10 days. Whatever happens, I hope he runs for governor and then really raises. I think we've almost reached the point where I don't even know if we have time. I don't even know if it matters. JR, you went to the big meeting yesterday in Columbus with all the pastors. Franklin Graham was here. Was he here yesterday, JR? No, he wasn't here yet. Give us a feedback here, JR, on what happened here in Columbus, Ohio, with the big pastor rally yesterday in Columbus.
Well, first of all, the presenters were quite good. Rick Scarborough was excellent.
Always is.
E.W. Jackson was incredible. He was the last guy to speak, Harvard graduate. Broke my heart. It's probably one of the best speeches I've ever heard. And we ran out of battery and time on the camera. We couldn't get him. Just broke my heart. The ideas are real good. The only thing they don't have is they really don't have a follow-up program for what's going on. They make great presentations, but there is no plan follow-up other than they have an agreement with churches that they'll tell them how many voters voted in the election.
So the solution is Republicans, Jim?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You can't vote third party, and you got to vote for one or the other. And of course, the indication is always go to the Republican.
Oh, do I have to go there real quick? Yeah, okay, I'm going to go there. Go to Jared. Pull this up for me real quick. I'm going to show you the problem. Hey, JR, understand this. I'm not being critical, although I'm being critical. Okay. God bless those guys. At least just stand. Talk's cheap, boys. Hey, talk is cheap, boys. You can talk all you want to. You can give the best sermons you ever want to. You can just pontificate all you want to. Until you take it to the streets, you ain't gonna win. You ain't gonna win. We saw what happened in Columbus City Council the other night when those renegades, whatever they are, those anarchists, were standing on the table in the city council. When are the churches going to be standing on the table in the city council?
Amen.
That's where I think we got to get, JR, and we're not there yet. And the problem we're facing is when we do get there, it is going to be too late. It's going to be too late. They're going to bring it down on us so hard that it's going to be too late. Okay, so what am I looking for? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lord. 11, Matthew 11. Did I say that, Jared? I'm going to read this. This is not our scripture for the day, but Jared, JR just brought that up in my attention. I'm going to share it with you right now because, JR, I'm going to show you the problem. God bless all those guys. Okay, I'm in Matthew 11, verse 7. Here you go, Raj. Talking about your boy JB again. JB the Baptist. Listen to this. Hey, guys, JR, hang on. JR, how many guys were there yesterday? Maybe. Can't hear you. Muted. Still muted.
70.
70 guys.
Yeah.
70.
Yeah.
How many churches in Columbus, you suppose? How many churches in Southern Ohio, you suppose?
At least 10 times that many.
Yeah. Well, probably 100 times that many.
Yeah. I'm at 100.
So, JR, if I'd have been number 71 and I'd have been there yesterday, I wanted to jump up. I would have jumped up and said this. What went you out in the wilderness to see? Why'd you come here, boys? Did you come to see a reed shaking in the wind? Verse 8, what'd you go out to see? A man dressed in pretty clothes? Nah, behold, those who wear pretty clothes, they're just standing behind the pulpit yapping their lips. Jesus is saying this, not me. And so we're in dire position in America. See, we don't understand we don't understand how dire the situation is. And what do we want to do? Vote. Vote. Wait a minute. Vote Republican. And so once again, the Church of Jesus Christ sees a political party as the solution to the problem. Hang on. Here'd have been me if I'd been there, JR. Or you, if you'd have jumped up there. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yeah. I say unto you, but more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it's written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face. Do you get that? Send my messenger before your face. In other words, you see what that boy's doing? Do you see? This guy has come up and he has been a mirror to you. He's looked right at, you've looked right at him, and you haven't seen the mirror. John the Baptist is my forerunner. Look at him. I sent him right before your face. Verily I say unto you, among them born of women, nobody's greater than that boy. And so we still have these great speakers, and I don't, Rick Scarborough is a friend of mine. He's a good man. I'm not criticizing him. They won't take it to the streets. By the way, that's why you want to come to our boot camp, November 17th through the 20th. We're going to take it to the streets. I was on the phone with Pastor Bill last night. We got some, we're going to take it. Hey, if you ain't, if you're not a prophet, and listen, if you're just a reed shaking in the wind, don't come. We're putting together a team. Thanks for that report, JR. Thanks for that report. We got some guy, Black Lives Matter, some guy we don't even know. He blows a trumpet and people come running. We get these great speakers in Columbus. They blow the trumpet and nobody comes running. You know why they didn't come running, JR? Do you know why they didn't come running, JR? Because nobody knew there was a game to play. Nobody knew there was a game. They still don't think it's a game. Go vote. Have good luck on that one. Go vote. Go vote. Go vote.
My apologies to Pastor Bill, by the way. My hopes was I could get him together with some of the other pastors and
no,
maybe
affect them. He's not a reed shaking in the wind. See, they don't want anything to do with him. Because him, Pastor Bill, I spoke to him last night, by the way. Pastor Bill is a prophet. He's a man's man. He's not a reed shaking in the wind. And when they see him, they are convicted. And they're scared of him. They're afraid that their lazy butts might get drug into the battle. Anybody think I'm wrong? They got their soft clothes on, their fine raiment. People call them pastor. People call them like they get to get up on the stage with Donald Trump and on the stage with Billy Graham. They're stargazers, and they follow other stargazers, and they seek the approval of men. That's just my 2 cents worth. And I go back to something. I'm not bragging, okay? I go back to something some guy told me when he wanted to come to town and do some ministry. He called about 5 different churches in this small little town. This guy's from Florida. Called 5 churches in this small little town and see if they would help him. And none of them would help him. But you know what they all said, Roger? You know what they all said, Roger? You might want to call Coach Dave. He's wild and crazy. He ain't a reed shaking in the wind. I want to call him. I'd love to come, but I've got ministry work to do. I have to go to the nursing home and prepare my sermon and I have to play golf with one of the elders. Somebody give me a thumbs up, say amen, so you know that I know that I'm talking to the right crew. Yeah. Hang on, boys, listen. Rich, you hear me? Larry, you hear me? The day's coming when people are coming to you. The day is coming when people are going to come to you and say, what do we do, Rich? What do we do, Larry? Hey, JR, what do we do? What do we do? Pray for the Republicans. That ain't it.
Amen, Coach.
Amen, brother. I listen, I appreciated the amen. I don't need it, but I appreciate it. I ain't looking for agreement here. I'm just telling you.
I think what we do is put on our armor, and the only time you put on your armor is when you're ready to get into the fight.
Amen, brother. See, Larry, they want to put on the armor just to protect them from the devil when they sit in their pews.
They want a photo op for their scrapbook.
They want to shine their armor. They just want to shine their armor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Am I missing anything pressing that anybody like? Hey, Matt, good to see you, Matt. Matt, listen, I apologize. I was so stinking busy yesterday. Mike called me for some business, and I just snapped at him. I didn't hardly listen. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm leaving today for Knoxville. I'll try to call you on the way down today. I feel bad. I don't want to be some big wig that doesn't get back to you, so I appreciate that. Hey, 740-323-0871 if you want to jump in here. 740-323-0871. I got a commentary at News with Views today. I'm not going to read it. But the title of it was, Did Mighty Casey Strike Out? And I think it's a perspective that nobody's saying. I think you enjoy it. And the premise of it is this. Donald Trump just took a pitch the other night. That's all he did. He just took a pitch. Like all good hitters. Put a good hitter to plate. You always tell him, you tell him two things. If you get your pitch, sit on it. Or number two, take a pitch. Make sure you hit the pitch that you want. And I think the guy took a pitch the other night. And I think he's got it all figured out. He's going to come out swinging for the fences in the next one. Just my take. Are you guys in Galatians 3? I didn't tell you that yet. Go to Galatians 3. Okay, because I'm going to – how do I do this, Lord? Okay, thank you, Lord. We've been deceived, guys. Hey, Rich, are you a big boy enough to look at something you never looked at? You okay with it, Rich? You don't have to believe it, but I want to expose you. JR, you okay with it? Larry, big boy enough to look at it? Matt? You can all disagree with me. Roger, you big boy enough to go where I'm going to go today? Because aren't many going to go there. Trust me, aren't many. Galatians chapter 3. I got to run down through. I want to preface it with this. I started at this a couple days ago and didn't finish it off, but I just feel under the unction of the Lord. I have to do it today to deliver my own soul. Remember, I showed you twice the book of Revelation 2, 9 and the book of Revelation 3:9, where Jesus very specifically calls the religious system the synagogue of Satan. You guys remember that? Do you remember we talked about that the other day? He called it the synagogue of Satan. Now, he didn't call it the church of Satan because there weren't churches and there were synagogues. Synagogues. Remember, guys, the church is in you. You're the church. You're the church, not this building. And so when Jesus came back, he came to destroy that synagogue of Satan. He came to destroy it, this false religious system. Somebody say amen. Okay, thanks. Doesn't matter. And then he tells us also in Romans, was it Romans 9? Romans 9, 6? Yeah, it's Romans 9, 6. I'm sorry, Jared, can you go back? You got the Galatians good. Go to Romans 9, verse 6, because I want people to see this. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. You guys know what? They which are the children of flesh, they are not the children of God. Can you understand this? It's not about, you are not going to heaven by birth. You are not a special people by birth. Even though we think that the Queen of England and her family are special people, they ain't. They ain't. In fact, Paul's very clear. For this is the word of the promise, verse 9. At this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah hath conceived by one, even by her father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, for the person of God, according to the election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calls. Listen. Oh, Lord, am I going to have to say it? Yes. Okay. There's nothing special about the Jews. Now, if YouTube goes down right now, I'll understand why. If we get banned, I'll understand why. There's nothing special about them. Okay? Hey, say, Coach, you're anti-Semitic. Really? Do you even know what Semitic means? Do you even know what that means? Well, how about if I read you the definition of Semitic? Could I do that here real quick? You ready, Roger? Huh? I got it. Freedictionary.com, Jared. I'm sorry. See if you can find the free. See, it's a made-up word, anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic. Yeah, Jared's doing a great job for me. Hey, listen, folks, nobody will talk about this. I'm trying to, the truth sets us free. Truth sets us free. There it is, Semitic. We're called anti-Semitic all the time. Can you guys see this on the screen? Huh? What's Semitic mean? Relating to or denoting a family of languages that include Hebrews, Arabic, Aramaic, and certain ancient languages such as Phoenician and Akkadian, constituting the main subgroup of Afro-Asiatic families, relating to the peoples who speak the Semitic languages, especially Hebrew and Arabic. I look over here on this other one, it says this, a member of any of the people speaking a Semitic language, which includes, are you ready? The Arabs, the Armenians, the Babylonians, the Carthaginians, the Hebrews, the Phoenicians, and the Caucasians. It says it right here. How can a white, oh, look at this now, see, hostile or prejudiced against Jews? Where the heck did that come from? When being Semitic isn't even talking about the Jews. It's not even talking about the Jews. Oh, my goodness. Semite comes from all the descendants of Shem. It becomes Semites, Shem. Want to know his kids, Shem. It's a people group. It's a people group, and out of that people group came the Caucasians, those who went over the Caucasus Mountains. If you are white and they call you anti-Semitic, that means you hate yourself. But every guy watching right now thinks saying anything against the Jews is anti-Semitic. Does anybody see the game that they play on us? Rich, do you see it? Does anybody see it at all? Do you know who's trying to throw out Judge Roy Moore? Do you know who's trying to do it? These dudes, the same ones who changed it from, are we in Galatians? I'm getting ahead of myself. Am I making anybody nervous yet? 740-323-0871 if you want to jump in there. 740-323-0871. So we know something. It's a synagogue of Satan. And we know this, not of all Israel's Israel. New Testament, right there it is, boys. And when Jesus came, we saw yesterday when we played the clip of the Jesus cleansing the temple, Jesus getting mad at the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He was talking about this evil religious system. You put heavy burdens on people. You lock up the kingdom of God. You don't go in yourself, nor do you let others. You bind up it's this phony religious system. You with me? Jesus couldn't go preach to the Christians in New York because there weren't any Christians in New York. He was speaking to the religious system he was facing at that time, a religious system controlled by elders and rabbis and Pharisees. Anybody nervous? We still on the air? They knocked me off yet?
Bring it.
Have they shut down our volume yet? Anti-Semitic. What does anti-Semitic mean? Not anti-Jew. Sorry, boys and girls. Anti-Semitic means anti-people who are of Arabs, Armenians, Babylonians, Carthaginians, Hebrews, Phoenicians, and many of the peoples of Ethiopia. It's a people, a member of a group of Caucasoid people who speak a Semitic language. Semitic means white or includes white. Lord, thank you for letting get this off my chest. Jesus wasn't white. Jesus wasn't white. Jesus was Arab looking. He had you know what an Arab look is? We know what that skin looks like. That's what Jesus was. He wasn't like me. So let me ask you something. Is Judaism, being a Jew, is it a race or a religion? Let me pause right there a second. What is it? Can somebody help me? Is Judaism a race or a religion? And another way, hang on a minute before you answer. If it's a race, then that, can I convert to that race? Can I convert and become a Jew? How about this? Wait. Can I convert and become a black? If it's a race, can I convert and become an Asian? Or is it bloodline? Which is it, Roger? Is it a race or a religion? Must have made Roger mad, probably getting on his clients. What do you think, Larry?
Coach, I think you cannot convert to another race. You can be adopted into another race, and that means you have every right and privilege of that race, but it doesn't change your appearance.
Isn't that something, Larry? Isn't that something? You with me so far, boys? We all okay so far? This may be our last broadcast. They find out what I'm talking about. I'm Galatians chapter 3. Get me back up there, Larry, Jared. I'm going to read this fast. Well, I don't want to read it fast, but this is pretty important. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received you the Spirit? Did you receive the Spirit of God by working and following the law, or did you do it by hearing about it? Verse 3, are you so foolish that having begun in the Spirit, you now want to follow the law? Have you suffered so many things in vain yet to go back to that? Are you kidding me? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and the working miracles among you, did he do it by the works of the law or by faith? So even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. See, Abraham, oh boy, know ye therefore, verse 7, that they which are of the faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Now time out. What's the faith? Rich, is he talking about Judaism here? He says, know you not, therefore they which are of the faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Abraham was a Jew, supposedly, actually a Hebrew. Abraham was a Hebrew. And Paul tells us right here that if you, when you become a children, when you come by faith, you're a child of Abraham. Is he talking about you now, a Jew? I'm not saying that, is he? No, okay, stay with me, Roger. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. He expanded this thing beyond the Jews, beyond the Hebrews. Stay with me. So then that they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse of the law. It's written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to them. If you don't follow every jot and tittle of the law, if you think you're going to be justified by the law and you don't follow every jot and tittle, you will not make it. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for they shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every man hanging on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham may come upon the Semites. Gentile simply means non-believer. Through Jesus Christ, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through him. Brothers, I speak after the manner of men, that it ought to be a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuleth or added to. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not as of many, but as of one, and to the seed which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant Judaism that was confirmed before God in Christ, which was the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For the inheritance be of law, it is no more promise. Listen, my kids inherit my traits. They don't have to do anything to inherit my traits. They are my children. And Paul is telling us, it don't matter who your daddy is, you get a new spiritual DNA and you're a child of God. Oh, boy, I can't read all of this. Go to verse 24, Jared. I could keep going on down. Here's what I want you to see. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up into the faith which should afterwards be revealed. That's why the law was our schoolmaster. It brings us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. See, we're not justified by being a Jew. Jews, unsaved Jews, are as lost as Muslims. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Unsaved Jews are as lost as Muslims. Unsaved Jews are as lost as pagans. They may have a form of, what's it say? A form of godliness. They might have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And what is the power thereof? You have got to receive Jesus. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Nobody comes to the Father unless it comes through me. Jews don't make it. Muslims don't make it. Pagans don't make it. Nobody makes it except through Jesus. Cool? So if you're trusting your Judaism, you're in trouble, buddy. Stay with me. But after that faith has come, we're no longer under that law, schoolmaster. For you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put him on. You got his DNA now. You're his child. Watch. Watch. This is Paul. There is neither Jew nor Greek. Let that sink in. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither Jew nor American. There ain't nothing. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now I'm going to stop right there, and I want somebody please to tell me what makes the Jews so special. Oh, coach, there you go. You're anti-Semitic. That's not what I'm asking. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I want to know what makes the Queen of England so special. Who cares? What makes the Pope so special? Who cares? What makes the Jews so special? Somebody help me. We worship Israel and America, don't we? Yes or no, Rich?
I think people confuse the Jews with Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and they think that means pray for the peace of Jews. It means pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
it's pretty simple. John Hagee has got a whole ministry based on the Jews, yes or no, yes or no, and on Israel, yes or no, yes or no. And what did Paul just tell us? Listen, when Jesus came, he warned them that there will not be one stone left upon another that shall not be thrown down. And he warned the Sadducees and the Pharisees, we're about to tear this kingdom down. Somebody say amen. And what did he do? What happened? In 90 AD, the temple was crushed and the Jewish people became no more. And they went into what they call the Diaspora, or the people of Israel. Jerusalem were scattered. Why were they scattered? Why were they scattered? Because Paul says there's neither Jew nor Greek. These labels are meaningless to my Father now. Oh, I hear that anti-Semite bell going off and everybody's at ding, 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 ding. We've been programmed to believe that there is something special about a Jew. Brothers, I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. Most Jews aren't. Muslims aren't the child of the King. Am I anti-Muslim because I say that they're lost? Am I anti-Semitic because I say Jews are lost? John Hagee says the Jews are going to get to heaven just because they're Jews. Is that what it says? I'm on far. Anybody want to stop me before I get too far down the ladder? Doing okay? Rich is giving me a thumbs up.
Keep it coming.
I am, brother, because it's the truth. I don't care what they do to me. I don't care what they do to me. And we've been told a lie.
Amen, coach.
And we've been told this. Thanks, Serge. Good to hear from you. We've been told this, that the lie would be so great that if it were possible, the very elect themselves would be deceived. And I'm going to tell you, you walk into the average Christian church and they think that there's something special about the Jews. To this day, they think there is. They think that they think there is. And I had a buddy of mine who identified himself as a Messianic Jew. I said, well, God bless you. I'm a Messianic European. What's that got to do with anything? What's that got to do? Hey, Rich, somebody help me. Am I just in line with Paul here or not? Roger, am I in line with Paul? Paul said there ain't no Jew. Why are we so hung up on Jew? Well, oh, Lord, do I have to go? Yeah, I got you so deep in it now. I'm going to have to go there.
Dave?
Yes.
What aspect of Judaism would be all right to recognize? I agree with what you read.
What do you mean recognize? What do you mean by that?
Well, the nation of Israel as a geography, I think, is an important region.
Can I stop you a second? Do you know why it's important? It's important because when the idea of dispensationalism came into play in 1948, when the Jewish state was reinserted by the United Nations, by the way, when the Jewish state came back into play, people began to say, oh, my goodness, prophecy is being fulfilled. Well, Roger, we better ask ourselves this question. Who are Jews? Is Judaism a race or a religion? Somebody answer that for me. Sammy Davis Jr. became a Jew. Did you know that? He's a converted Jew. Can you convert to Judaism and be one? Larry said it earlier. You can be adopted, can't you, Larry? I could go out and adopt a little black child right now, and we would name him Dobbenmeyer, and he'd be a Dobbenmeyer. But he wouldn't be a bloodline Dobbenmeyer. Please, somebody give me a thumbs up. Let me know you follow what I'm saying here. And so what we're dealing with, Roger, in America today, in the world today, are not bloodline Jews.
I agree.
Not Jews through blood. They're Jews through a religion. That's what we're dealing with. And what did Jesus tell us? That they'd be of the synagogue of Satan. That's what Jesus told us. But he wasn't specifically speaking to Judaism. He was speaking to the world's religious system. However, what was the world's religious system in that time? The world in which Jesus came? He came to Judaism. He came to them. So listen, we got to get out of this stuff, man. We got to get out of this synagogue of Satan. This is not good for us all, boys. Oh, I got more stuff I could give you on that. I got more. 740-323-0871. You want to try to jump in and bark at me? I'm all up for barking. I'm all up for it. Boy, here's one. Hey, Serge, you quit egging me on, man. I'm just getting started.
Dave,
okay. Yes.
Are you also saying that this idea of protecting Judaism, the Jew, they're important, brings us to that synagogue of evil?
Well, listen, if the promise to the Israel people is an everlasting covenant, did I make that deal with them? Did America make that deal with them? Who made that everlasting covenant with Israel? God made that. I didn't make an everlasting covenant with Israel. And see, they tell us this. They say, well, blessed, all those who bless Israel be blessed, and those who curse Israel be cursed. Okay. What's Israel? Who's Israel? It's critical.
A descendant of Abraham.
What's that?
A descendant of Abraham, just like we are.
Isn't that something? Roger, you're a descendant of Abraham through adoption. Roger, you're more saved than, what's his face? I see his face. It doesn't matter. You're more saved than Charles Schumer. You're more saved than Bernie Sanders. You're more saved than, oh, Lord help us. And Christians don't get it. We think Jews are still God's chosen people. I can't believe they still keep me on the air here. Okay? I'm going to show you something here going to blow you away. Now, here's what's happened to us. Nobody will say this because they'll deem you anti-Semitic. I don't know if you know this. I'm already on the Southern Poverty Law Center's list as a hate group. I already am. So I don't care about them. I don't hate Jews. I don't hate blacks. I don't hate Chinese. I don't hate Japanese. I don't hate Muslims. I don't hate nobody. I don't hate nobody. But I'm not going to give them honor that they don't deserve. Somebody say amen. Honor to those who deserve it.
Amen.
They are lost. They are hanging on to an old religion that Jesus said do away with. This is coming down. He crushed it. He dispersed them. Why? Because they're new children of Abraham. You with me, Larry? Am I doing all right, Larry? Thanks, man. Okay. You ready for this one? Probably aren't, but I'm going to give you it. There's six corporations around the world. Guys, listen. I believe this to be part of the deception. Whether it be end time deception or whatever it is. As Larry said, remember, God talked about Israel, not Jews. Talked about the nation of Israel, not Jew. He talked about a little land spot. He didn't talk about Jews. Because there aren't any Jews. Are there Jews now? Wait a minute. Help me, Rich. Are there Jews now? What did Paul say? He said, there aren't any Jew, there aren't any Greek. There aren't any labels. There aren't any labels anymore. You're either a child of mine or you're not. There are no labels anymore. Throw those things out there. You ain't a Baptist or a Methodist or a Lutheran or a Catholic. No, get rid of those things, man. No. You're a child of the King. You've been adopted into my family. You want to put those labels on you? Go ahead. But some are in the family and some aren't. And I'm going to tell you, unconverted Jews and unconverted Muslims and unconverted Buddhists and unconverted pagans are not of the family of Abraham. Larry, am I right, Larry?
You're right, and unconverted people sitting in churches aren't.
But they aren't either. Oh, good. So here's my old buddy. See, here's what I think of it. I have to say it. Okay, I'm going to say it. A Jew, a true bloodline Jew, what should he look like? Hey, Roger, what should a true bloodline Jew look like? What would his skin color be? It would be whatever we call it, olive, whatever color we call that. That's what it would be. But see, there isn't any bloodline Jews anymore. There aren't any. I got a link on here. I don't even know if you guys are, I don't even know if you're growing up. I'm kidding. I know you're growing up and not. Here's what happened. 602 AD, after the Diaspora, after the God's people were displaced, we know the tribes were lost, right? The 12 tribes, 10 tribes, 2 tribes, we don't know where they are, blah, 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 blah. Here's what we know happened. In Khazar, Russia, an area of Russia, the king was having a hard time controlling his people. And so he said, we got to come up with some kind of religion because religion is the only thing that can control people. So he studied the religions. He had a Catholic priest. He had a Christian that came and talked to him. They presented their case on why their God was the real God, yada, 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 yada. And finally, the one who won the day was they convinced him that Jesus was a false Messiah and that Judaism was the real religion. And so the king adopted Judaism as the official religion of Khazar. You look it up. Just look it up. Come on now. Just look it up. Khazar and Ashkenazi. And that entire nation converted to Judaism. Now, boys, what do Russians look like? Do Russians look like me and you, or do Russians look like Arabs? Well, I think Russians look like me and you, right? So 602, the Khazars begin to evangelize, although that's not the right word. Everybody had to convert to Judaism, and all their children became Jews, and yada, yada, yada. And now all of a sudden we wake up in America and we have, dare I say it, yeah, I'm going to say it, white Jews. But why do we have white Jews? Is Judaism a religion or is it a race? And as a result of that, the Khazar Jew and the Ashkenazi Jew, I can share it right here with you. Google it yourself. And so what we see in positions of power in the world today aren't bloodline Jews. They're Khazar Jews. They're descendants of Khazar. They're descendants of Ashkenazic. They went and to the world and reproduced all across Europe white Jews. Now, we know them by their names now, don't we? Well, here's my buddy, Jared. Let's play the first one there. It says, this is going to make you so nervous. Go to the bottom one, Jared. It's 4 minutes. Brother Nathaniel. Now, he's a weird-looking guy. We played him the other day. Who owns the media? And we're trying to tie this in with election time, too, okay? And see how our God's people have been deceived. See how we've been deceived. Here we go. Brother Nathaniel, who owns the media? 4 minutes.
Americans' confidence in the news is now at an all-time low. For in a June 1st Gallup poll, only 23% said they trust in what the mainstream media has been spinning out. Faith in the news reached its peak in 1993 when viewer confidence was at 46%. It's been sliding downward ever since. What's tendered as news and even cultural norms is proffered in a tightly controlled venue, which George Orwell called the Ministry of Truth, which holds the means to mold the minds of the masses. And this power is in the hands of a few. Nah, they're not prostitutes, as Gerald Celente would have us believe. And they're not corporate elitists, as Alex Jones puts it. They're Jews. And I'm going to tell you just who. CBS is owned by Murray Rothstein. He changed his name to Sumner Redstone to pass himself off as a blue-blooded Gentile. NBC is owned by Brian Roberts, who with his sitcom, The New Normal, is corrupting the morals of our youth and annihilating the core of a stable, responsible society, the traditional family.
Hi, everybody. I would like you to meet Brian. He is my life partner, my fiancé. In fact, we're getting married, and we're having a baby boy soon. Just two men in love.
ABC is owned by Sidney Bass, with Robert Iger as CEO, successor to Michael Eisner. CNN, along with Time and People magazine, all under the umbrella of Time Warner, is primarily owned by Israeli multimillionaire Aviv Novo, who hired a public relations company to shield him from public exposure. CNN's CEO is Jeff Zucker, former CEO of NBC. Fox News is owned by Rupert Murdoch, born to Jewish mother Elizabeth Green, making him by Talmudic law a Jew. In the print media, Murdoch also owns the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post. Newsweek is owned by Jane Harmon and Barry Diller. Harmon's Newsweek is pushing that Jewish orchestrated red line, over which even more American Gentile soldiers will spill their blood for the Jews in Syria and Iran.
Former Secretary Baker said if sanctions fail, and in fact Iran is about to get a nuclear weapon, then you had to take it out. That seems to be the opinion of the president as well.
The president essentially said that. He said we're not in favor of containment.
Right.
And he basically said at AIPAC, I was there a few months ago, that he has a red line.
The Washington Post is owned by the Meyer Graham family, with Donald Graham as chairman, Dave Goldberg as CEO, and Barry Diller is senior executive. And the New York Times, America's foremost print media, is owned by the Sulzberger family, with Arthur Sulzberger Jr. as chairman of the board. Even now, the Times is repeating the weapons of mass destruction lie to get us into yet another war for the Jews in Syria. You see, the only news you're going to get is what the Jews deem fit to print. And even what they don't print is also what you get. We had a chance to turn our country around by putting Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul in the White House. But the Jews smeared Buchanan in 1996 and ignored Ron Paul in 2012. We ended up instead with an incompetent Madison Avenue gimmick, Barack Hussein Obama, who's putting us on a slippery slope to cultural, economic, and international ruin. Money and media decides domestic and foreign policy. We know who's got the money. the Jews got the media too.
Boy, oh boy. Now, we're all nervous. They're getting ready to ban us from Facebook or wherever they ban us. See, why do we get nervous? Why would we not be nervous if we said that the Muslims controlled the media? It'd be safe to say that. What if we said that Christians controlled the media? Nobody would. But boy, when you say the Jews control the media, out come the long knives. You cannot point out the obvious. Now, stop a minute. I'm not anti-Semitic because we found out what Semitic means. I'm not against those people. I'm not against them. But remember, folks, there is a demonic system that is at work in the world. It's a demonic system. And our wrestling match is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God. And what I believe has happened to us is we have fallen into this false narrative of Israel worship, Jew worship. I don't hate Jews. I'm not a Holocaust denier. All those names they want to throw out. Did you know that right now on the U.S. Supreme Court, four Jews, they're 1% of the population and four Jews. By the way, not bloodline Jews. These Khazars are Ashkenazi converted Jews. They don't even follow the Bible. They follow the Talmud. We think they read from the same book. They control the Federal Reserve. We'll get into all that later. Somebody bail me out here before the black limousines show up at my door.
Yeah, Coach, I'm anti-serpentic.
Ah! They don't even know what you're talking about. That's what they used to call them, wasn't it, Rich? We can get into that. Somebody. Not all Israel's Israel. Beware of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Now, if it's a synagogue of Satan, Satan's church, would we be surprised that Satan's church is trying to own the world? JR, you don't seem convinced.
You read way too much.
Yeah,
I think it's very eye-opening, Coach. I'm going, wow, I never thought about that, but you are making sense.
Okay, let me show you one more. I just got a second here. Jared, we may not have time to show the whole thing. Go to these six corporations. It's only 3 minutes. Let's watch this, guys. These six corporations control everything in the world. Six corporations. Play it, Jared. This is only 3 minutes.
And read. First, there's Comcast, formerly owned by GE, which controls MSNBC, NBC, and Telemundo. And there's Disney, which owns ABC, the History Channel, and CNN. I'm sorry, and ESPN. Next, Viacom, the parent company of MTV, Paramount, and BET. And CBS, with all its affiliates. And there's News Corp, which owns Fox News, the New York Post, and the Wall Street Journal. And finally, Time Warner, parent company of CNN, Time, and People magazine, as well as Warner Brothers. Fox News was going to air a story on the bovine growth hormone, BGH, bovine growth hormone, of course, another Monsanto case of censorship, where they were invested in Monsanto for advertising, and their boss said no when a team of Fox investigative reporters wanted to cover the story. Monsanto threatened the station, sent them a letter saying there will be dire consequences, this is a direct quote, dire consequences for Fox News if the story's aired. And I wanted to play what happened when they confronted their boss about this.
I said, you know, this is news. This is important. This is stuff people need to know. And I'll never forget, he didn't pause a beat and he said, we just paid $3 billion for these television stations. We'll tell you what the news is. The news is what we say it is.
118 people only sit on 288 corporate boards that unify kind of this media conglomerate and corporate America. So you have people involved in Kraft Foods, Monsanto, so many different things, defense corporations, the pharmaceutical industry.
stop it, because I got to get something else in. This, I just want to give you one more 2-minute clip. It's going to make you chuckle. I'm going to show you the media's controlled. Jared, proof the news is controlled. Do you see that one, Jared? Now, this is about 6 minutes. Programmed media is what it says. This is about 6 minutes, but I don't need to show you all for you to get the idea. Programmed news. Watch.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
Well, a child's happiness is priceless, right? Especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on their birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially when it comes to their birthdays.
Absolutely.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
Well, a child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's smile is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
You know, a child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday. You like that?
In consumer news, economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny
step this year. You
get
the point, Jared. You get the point. And until we begin to realize that there is, brothers, there is a principality that is at work in this, controlling this environment we live in, until we come to that realization, it's not Republican, Democrat, it's that false left-right paradigm. That is not at all what it's about. It is about a desire of a synagogue of Satan, a false religious system, to raise itself above God, call itself God, and lure us all into it. That's the battle that's going on. That's why they hate Judge Roy Moore. That's why they're now having Satan clubs in elementary schools. Oh, I should have got my tinfoil hat today, huh, fellas? Got a couple minutes left. Anybody want to weigh in?
Is that like most Christians of today saying, thou shalt not judge?
Oh, huh? Or we're about to be out of here? We're going to be raptured out of here? Just repeating what they heard? We win in the end. Have you ever heard that one? Anybody ever heard that one? We win in the end. Oh, how about this one? Oh, God's in control. You ever heard that one? Wow. How about this one? Occupy till I return. Don't hear that one very often, do you? Wonder why we don't hear that one very often. Jesus loves everybody. Yep, God is love. Whew. We're in a.
They've bought it hook, line, and sinker.
They bought it. And I'm going to tell you, Roger, you go walking into your church and you start talking about this on Sunday and they'll throw you out. Can I tell you why? They love Israel. Did you know this? I know you didn't. That's why I'm going to tell you. Did you know that the day before the debate last Sunday, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both had a private meeting with Bibi Netanyahu? Did you guys know that? Google it. They both went to this, I don't know, I can't use a word, they'll call me names. Why would they both go sit down with Bibi Netanyahu before the debate? Because there are Jews those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Jesus is the only way. Judaism is a dead religion. Do you understand it? It's a dead religion. Why are we worshiping the dead? Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. I'm the God of the living. I'm alive today because of the Spirit of God in me. I am not going to worship a dead religious system. Doesn't have anything to do whether I like Muslims or don't like Muslims or like Jews or don't like Jews. I love life.
Coach, yep. You know, God would love for the, quote, Jews to come back into his family.
Amen.
In fact, that is the reason why he extended salvation to the Gentiles, is to make the Jews jealous so that they can come back into his family. The Jews are not in God's family.
That's what it says, Larry. That's what it says. And if I'm the only guy that believes it, I'm going to go to my grave believing it and trying to tell people the truth. Just trying to tell them the truth. It's not about hating a group. It's not about denying a Holocaust. It's not about any of that. It's about the battle for this world in which we live. And Jesus said, please, boys, hold on to this till I get back. Occupy till I return. We'll be back here tomorrow morning. We're going to tie the financial system into this. If you got the courage to tune in, if they let us back on the air, I'm going to open your eyes a little bit more tomorrow. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.